thousand times I fail, will your mercy remain? Should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace everlasting. Your light will shine where all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond. Will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all pain. And my heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Will above all else, still my purpose remains. Heart of losing myself and bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all pain. And my heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out, everlasting. Your light will shine when all hell's face, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out.
Hi everyone, for those of you that don't know me, I'm Alex. I usually am in the back running the slides on Sunday nights, and I'm not used to being on this side of the camera at all. Just want to say hi and that I miss you all. I miss all your smiling faces in these dark times that we are unfortunately facing right now. I hope everyone is doing well and surviving during this time. And God has had to remind me a lot recently that there is light in the world, so that is the advice I would give you all, to remind you all that there is light in the world. Seek it, and we will get through this. This will blow by, and we will be back together, hopefully sooner rather than later.
It's okay to not be okay. This is a safe place. This is a safe place. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. There's still hope here. There's still hope here. No matter what you've done or who you are, everyone is welcome in his arms. Just let go, let his love wrap around you, hold you close. Get lost in the surrender, breathe it in until your heart breaks, and exhale. Exhale. only you can reconcile this heart to yours. Right now, God, right now, just let go. Let His love wrap around you, hold you close. Get lost in the surrender, breathe it in until your heart breaks. And exhale. Exhale. Oh God, we breathe in your grace. We breathe in your grace and exhale. Oh God, we do not exist for us, but to share your grace and love and exhale. Oh God, we breathe in your grace. We breathe in your grace and exhale. Oh God, we do not exist for us, but to share your grace and love. And exhale, just let go. Let His love wrap around you, hold you close. Get lost in the surrender, breathe it in until your heart breaks. And exhale. 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 Exhale.
Hey Pathway, this is Kelly here. I just wanted to chime in and say hello, and I hope you guys are doing okay and doing well. I know it's been a while since we have seen each other, been able to see some of your faces with these videos, and it's great to keep community still going, and can't wait until the day that we can all meet. And if you're new, welcome, glad that you're here. And just wanted to offer some quick thoughts that have been running through my mind and on my heart lately. If you're like me, my mood has gone up and down in dealing with the pandemic, and also as the heavy issues that are happening within our community, within our state and our nation, and topics that we are finally talking about and addressing. And so my mood is really kind of depicted in this painting a lot, in that I know that there is light, I know that there is hope, and I know God is there, but there is just such this tremendous heaviness that is there as well, that's overshadowing that good and overshadowing that that hope. And so it kind of had me thinking that maybe and you know, in that despair, in that feeling of God being absent, that in reality it actually just presents itself an opportunity to be that light, to be that presence. And so the challenge that I have put on myself this week is how can I be? What can I do to step into that challenge and to step into that opportunity? Part of that is to offer a confession in that I hate the phrase that we are in this together. It has good intentions, but something about it just doesn't settle with me well. And so I want, and the reason being is that we are in, the in is different. We are just in different places from individual, and that goes down the line to defines this and how you define this and what you were going through, what I'm going through, it's different. And so I want to propose the phrase, and I'm wanting to walk together with you, that we are walking together with you, and whatever personally that you are going through, that I might not be there with you, we're not in the same place, but I want to be there for you, and I am walking there together with you. And so my challenge to you this week is to find how you can be that hope and how you can be that light into someone's situation, someone's life. And so, these are my thoughts, my rambles, and good to connect with you all. And we shall see each other soon. Bye. Love you all.
Let me be filled with kindness and compassion for the one for whom you loved and gave your son for humanity. Increase my love. Help me to love with open arms like you. A love that erases all the lines and sees the truth. Oh, that when they look in my eyes, they would see you. Even in just a smile, they would feel the Father's love. Oh, how he loves us. From the homeless to the famous. Formed us, you made us carefully, 'cause in the end, we're all your children. Help me to love with open arms like you do, a love that erases all the lines and sees the truth. Oh, that when they look in my eyes, they would see you. Even in just a smile, they would feel the Father's love. So let all my life tell of who you are and the wonder of the never-ending love. Let all my tell of who you are, that you're wonderful and such a good Father. So let all my life tell of who you are and the wonder of the never-ending love. Let all my life tell. Such a good Father. Help me to love with open arms like you do. A love that erases all the lines and sees the truth. Oh, that when they look in my eyes, they would see you. Even in just a smile, they would feel the Father's love.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Pathway. Thanks for being with us today. It's Sunday night again, and we are looking forward to where we are now and where we're going to be in a little while. And so tonight we thought we'd talk a little bit about communion and what that looks like and what that sounds like and what that means and how we could celebrate that in a way that is both honoring to Jesus, but also really, really special for us. And so Wendell's going to holler about that to us. And so I'm just going to toss it over to him. Take it away,
Wendell. Hey, Pathway. I'm Wendell. I'm living love by Jesus. I'm recovering from spiritual and emotional abuse, addiction to food and work, and I've had control issues. I've also had porn issues, alcohol issues, rage issues, panic attack issues, depression issues, all that good stuff. Glad you're here. This is a unique night. If you don't know, we're going to receive communion together in our Zoom room immediately following our virtual Pathway service. And so if you've signed up to be in a Zoom room, then you'll have your invitation. We're going to meet in one big room and receive this together. Just to kind of prime the pump, we're going to treat that Zoom room like a small group that we normally would have in Pathway. No crosstalk. You have 3 to 5 minutes to share, and we'll take turns, and anybody who wants will have opportunity to share how the Lord's Supper is significant to you, 3 to 5 minutes, and everybody will have opportunity. And then when we're done sharing, then Lewis will lead us in communion, and we'll all mutually partake of the bread and the wine, the juice, or the Coke, the milk, whatever it is you choose, the coffee, your food and your drink. We'll receive it together, and I think it'll be meaningful. Kind of to prep us for what we're going to do together in the Zoom room, I just kind of wanted to explore some new ideas about communion. My mind has just been busy, been bombarded with ideas this week. I wrote in the blog Monday some of these ideas about communion. And so I want to share some of them tonight. Lewis and I have already talked about them some, and we really should have recorded that discussion because it was pretty cool. In the Old Testament, God was pretty keen on his chosen people coming out and being separate from pagans. He said several times in the Old Testament, come out from among them and be separate. And the idea was, we don't sacrifice our children in church. We don't have temple prostitutes. We don't cut ourselves with knives when we come to worship. We don't do the things that the pagans do. We don't lie and cheat and steal. We've come out and been separate from them. And they were the children of Israel, so this was their training as children of how to be healthy human beings and how to interact with each other in a healthy way and interact with God in a healthy way. So the idea was come out and be separate and learn these things. When Jesus showed up, all of a sudden he was like, you know what, now it's time for us to learn that when we live in this humdrum, I'm using these words because there's alliteration involved, instead of come out from the world, he was like, let's look at the humdrum of everyday life. That's just the silly word for routine and whatever else you want to do. There was a word, but it left me. Anyway, so it's the humdrum of life is now holy. And Jesus did that so many different ways. He didn't go to church and pick professionals to be his disciples. He went to the seashore and got humdrum guys to be his followers. He went by a tax booth and got a humdrum guy, questionable humdrum guy, to be one of his followers. So he wrote in the humdrum dirt He took humdrum mud and put on a guy's eye. There were so many things that Jesus did that involved the routine, the humdrum of life, multiplying the bread and the fish. Humdrum. There it is, over and over and over. So Jesus brought these two together. Instead of come out and be separate, you've got that part. You've got that morally we're not the same, but in everyday life, every moment is sacred. Every moment is sacred. Every encounter is sacred. Every conversation, every thought, every feeling has the potential of being sacred. So he combined the holy and the humdrum. And so when we come to the Last Supper, part of what took place there, I think, it's not the whole thing, but part of what took place at the Last Supper is that Jesus met with his guys on a very special meal. It was the Passover meal, which to them was very holy, very tied in with their religion, very separate from the pagan world. But he took that meal, and in that meal, he got very humdrum. He looked at them and he said, hey guys, I know who I'm eating this meal with. I'm eating it with a betrayer, with a denier. And during the meal, they even had a squabble over who was going to be the greatest. He dealt with that. You know, y'all are bickering over who's going to be top dog. He dealt with all the humdrum of human emotion, human desire, human selfishness, human unhealth, ill health. He dealt with all of that right at that last meal. You're thinking this is supposed to be a holy, high, sacred moment, and yet he's calling them out. I know who you are. I know what you're going to do. I know what you're made of. But he didn't do it to condemn them. He just said, I'm going on record revealing that I know what you're made of. That's just what he was doing. If he was going to condemn them, he wouldn't have gotten down on the floor and washed their feet. If he was going to condemn them, he wouldn't have given them the bread and the wine and said, this is me giving myself to you out of love, out of compassion, out of grace. If he had wanted to condemn them, he wouldn't have said that long, beautiful prayer that he said at the end of John's gospel. We've come to call it the high priestly prayer. So in this meal, Jesus calls out their very human, humdrum attitude, behavior, motives, whatever, desires. He called all that out. And then he just got all messed up in it, washing their feet, giving himself to them, praying for them. He didn't separate from it. He didn't condemn it. He didn't condone it, but he didn't condemn it. But he got all mixed up in it, in the middle of it, washing their feet, serving himself to them and praying for them. And then what's interesting is, especially in John's gospel, during this last conversation with them surrounding this meal, he introduces this whole idea, which had to be just earth-shaking to them. He said, guys, there's something better coming than me being here eating this meal with you, which was a jaw-dropper. Like, what could be better? And he starts to talk about the promised comforter, or the paraclete, which is the Greek word. And the definition of that is the one who comes alongside you and lives life with you, does life with you. He will be your partner. And so Jesus says, I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you as orphans. I will always be with you. I will come in my spirit. And he even said, the spirit is with you now, but he will be in you. He's talking intimate. The bread, the wine is in you. The spirit will be in you. I will never leave you. And whereas now I have to be in the same room with you to be with you, and I can't, which means I can't be with everybody else out there. The day is coming when I will be in everybody, you and everybody out there. And so the idea in this meal is, he said, when you receive this meal, which it was a very Jewish ceremonious meal at that moment, when you receive this meal, the early church took that meal. They didn't have it once a year. The early church took that meal and started to have it all the time. it became a very common part of their gatherings. And so when they gathered together, he instructed them. He said, when you do this, remember me. And I grew up thinking that he was saying, please remember how badly I've suffered. That had to be part of it, no doubt. But when you think about people who have been sex trafficked or people who suffer from chronic illness their whole lifetime, they are in grievous pain every day, all day. So if this was just about suffering, and the other thing is he never said anything about suffering during the meal. He never said, remember my suffering. He said, remember me. He didn't say anything about the suffering. So I'm wondering, is as much or more about remembering the intimacy that Jesus promised. That when we eat the bread, we eat the bread and we drink the juice, the wine, whatever we drink. When we take it in us, it is a humdrum event that reminds us of a very holy person and a very holy love that he has for us and a very holy intimacy that he has, wants to have with us. So when we take it in, we remember his suffering, but we remember his promise. I will never leave you. You will never be alone. In a pandemic, suicidal thoughts, fighting your addiction, relational conflict, social unrest that we're in right now, atmosphere of hatred that we're in right now, I will never leave you. I am here. I am not just in the room with you. I am inside of you. Take me in. Remind yourself, I'm here. I'm in you. And we don't have time tonight to explore this. Just let your mind go crazy. Like when we sign off after the Zoom room tonight, you might want to write this down on a piece of paper right now and then explore it later. What does it mean? What does it mean? What are the implications of the Son of the Most High, the co-creator of the universe? What does it mean to have him live inside me? What are the implications of that? What does that do to the way I face crisis? What does that do to the way I face loneliness? What does it do to the way I face conflict, my self-image, my addictions, my attitudes, my desires? What implications does this have? He lives inside. So what? What does that mean? Explore that. It rocks your world when you start going down all those avenues. You realize, oh, wow. I'll be honest. I grew up thinking I got to get myself squeaky clean before God wants to even come in the same room with me. And Jesus said, I'm offering my blood, my body, myself to you, the betrayer, to you, the denier. Peter hadn't already denied and been forgiven. He was fixing to deny. Jesus said, I know what you'll do, and I'm going to be there with you when you do it. See the implications when you start chasing that idea? You're just like, wow. He doesn't vacate us when we misbehave. He doesn't vacate us when we're selfish. He doesn't vacate us when we doubt. He is right here with us the whole time. The way I'm looking at it tonight, when we do this in the Zoom room, what I want to remember is that Jesus is willing to be intimately involved in my mess. In my mess ups, in my messy thinking, he wants to be involved in that intimately, not from a distance, but intimately, all tangled up in my mess. That makes all the difference in the world. So, some food for thought, things to think about, things to ponder between now and our Zoom room, and then even after that, that communion is far more than a religious ritual. If that's all it is, wow, we're missing out. Communion is this deep reminder of the intimacy that Jesus promised. It's pretty cool. I'm going to throw it over to Lewis, and he's going to close with a serenity prayer. It's all you, Lou.
Uh-oh, here I am. Okay. Thanks for being with us tonight. It's going to be, don't feel like we're saying goodbye just yet tonight, because we're all going to be together, and we're all going to partake in this special moment together as family. So as we prepare to move over to the next room, here in just a little while, let's gather around and, let's pray together. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Keep coming back.
Okay.
God loves you. And I love you too.
Yeah. See you all in a few minutes.
See you in a bit.
Yep.